A discussion with agriculture attorney Kim Maloney concerning transitioning farms from aging farmers to their children. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
If they do want to take over the farm, how do you get that transition working? There's a lot of things that farmers will need to consider. You've got to transition operations. You may have to transition real property if you do own the property and you don't lease it. And all of that has implications for gifting and taxes. It's been a challenge that people are looking at all over the country. One of the challenges that young farmers have raised is a lack of ability to get land, and the government has taken a look at their CRP program, the resource program. They have made some changes to that to allow people to have some early termination rights on CRP contracts if you have a new farmer that's getting into the business, to try and help some of these young people get in. Because another question is, what happens if all of our farmers age out? Then you do come into those challenges of making that transfer, even if they do want to. One of the things we recommend to people is that they look at setting up these family limited partnerships or family limited liability companies so that they can gift the business over time and even the real estate over time. It certainly enables people to make gifts at a minority value. You can value the ownership interest based on a minority ownership voting power, and that enables a little bit more of a transfer without implicating the taxes.
David Sparks.